I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness. From my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance.
What?
Devon Gibbons, Sixers Insider, is with us. Host of the Devon Gibbons Show on 97.5 The Fanatic in Philadelphia. Good morning, Devon.
Good morning, Max. How you doing, man?
Not bad, not bad. How is the Sixers fans about Joel Embiid right now? How are they feeling?
They've calmed down a little since the end of the season, but there's still that stench there that's hanging over, that nasty dark cloud that's hanging over Joel Embiid after how things ended up for the season. A lot of hope for them this past postseason, but unfortunately we all know how that ended.
See, Devon, like, if I were a Sixer fan, I worry about Joel Embiid's health, sure, but he just had an MVP season. What worries me more, what are we doing with James Harden? Like, are we going to sign him to a pretty big deal, extended years? Like, what's the latest that you're hearing on this edition of whether James Harden wants to be in Philly with Nick Nurse as a new head coach that may hold him accountable differently than Doc Rivers? How are you hearing this whole thing working?
Jay, it seems like that right now that it's leaning more in the direction of staying in Philadelphia, and he has an interest. And whatever they did discuss in the meeting that they had before the hire actually took place, and of course, since he has been hired, Nick Nurse, that James Harden is intrigued by what Nick Nurse has in store for the offense in general and for him. And for me, I'm just intrigued about it because the way Nick Nurse likes to play and the movement, players off ball, things of that nature, defensively also, they like to pick players up as guards, 70, 75 feet away from the basket, where that fits with James Harden. Now, different type of players here than he had in Toronto, but it doesn't mean, of course, with a coach like Nick Nurse, one of the better ones in the league, that he can't figure out and make sure that these things happen. So that is a part where I'm very curious. And as far as the contract goes, fans that I talk to, Sixer fans, of course, they have no interest whatsoever. Of course, they're not paying James Harden, but they don't want to see him on a 4-year deal knowing that there's not a lot of flexibility coming from the rebuild and all of the assets that they've had over the years. And to get to this place where they don't have any more assets, they have no interest in giving him, or the Sixers giving him, a 4-year deal, especially after seeing him in game 6 and game 7 not come through the way that they would have wanted.
So when you look at the way things shook out for them at the end of the season, clearly you mentioned James Harden in those games. Is the window closing on Philly to win a title, though? Is that window getting ready to close?
I think it's still open, Key, but yes, it is closing. Now, look, at the end of it all, if we just go back to the regular season first, they were a top 3 team record-wise in the NBA. They had the number 2 seed where they were not the favorite in that series, down 3-2 on their home floor. So there's still some things there with this roster. You just hope they would have came through in a different way. But is the window closing? Of course, because as you guys mentioned right at the top, Joel Embiid is getting a little bit older. Maybe he's getting a little bit frustrated. James Harden, we know he lost a step. He doesn't have the same lift that he used to, but he still averaged 20 and almost 11 assists to lead the league in the season. There's possibility for Tyrese Maxey, pardon me, to take another step and give them that extra punch that maybe they need. But if you're counting on that, you know, you still have Tobias Harris who's there. P.J. Tucker's in the starting lineup, and he gives you what he gives you from the toughness standpoint and maybe knocking out some quarter shots to hustle. But, yeah, the window is closing because they made the moves last offseason, and, Key, we really thought, and as the season continued to go along, that this one was different. That was almost a theme, if you will, throughout the season. This one felt different, and it really did, until it didn't, where it felt all too familiar at the end. So the window, it's still open, but, yeah, man, it's starting to close a little bit.
I wanted to ask you about the process, right? And not the nickname for Joel Embiid, but the process overall. And some of those pivotal moments, obviously, on the Jimmy Butler, you know, you chose him over me, that kind of stuff, though. But do you feel like the process in general, has it – what were some of the biggest inflection points of the process over the last 7-8 years where you thought this team could have been the team you thought they could have been?
So first, Jay, for me, seeing it from the very beginning, I was not a fan of the rebuild at all. Not the way that Sam Hinkie wanted to do it, him tearing it down and lose for a couple of years the way that he wanted to do it. And I always point out the fact that he wanted, I think he wanted like a 10-year contract, you know, and like who asked for a 10-year contract as an executive and no one knows what you can do. And so I was not in favor of it. I did not like how they were going about it. The one thing for me from the very beginning was I remember I always look back at the things that happened off the court. Of course, you talk about culture. I heard the clip being played before we started and not having enough veterans. Jahlil Okafor getting in trouble. Nerlens Noel getting in some trouble off the floor. Even Joel Embiid. I remember having him be sent home because he got into a fight with one of the staffers in Utah before he was actually playing, and he had to be sent home for that. There was always this one point for me where, and you would know as a rookie playing in the league, Michael Carter Williams, he's the starting point guard, but there are no veterans for him to talk to on the bench. I was not the biggest Tony Roten fan that was out there. And he would come to the bench and he's talking to Tony Roten. He's not talking to Ramon Sessions or one of these veteran point guards like yourself that he could lean on to learn from. And that was something that always stuck with me, that the culture wasn't there, that they didn't have people to listen to. And eventually he was traded just like the rest of those top picks were traded because they just didn't have it. And sure, it turned out later on with the Embiid and Simmons part of it, but all of those selections that they had and all the players that were run through here, and the only one to really come out of it was Joel Embiid, later on Ben Simmons, Markelle Fultz didn't work out, the Jimmy Butler piece, him not staying here, and some trades that they made with draft picks that didn't also work out later on. It was always about the culture piece of it, and does some of that still hang over this organization from when they weren't good, when they did whatever they wanted to do, and even now when you want some other things to maybe push through to get them over the hump, that even with Joel Embiid, it was never taught.
Devon Givens, Sixers insider, host of the Devon Givens Show, 97.5 The Fanatic in Philadelphia. Devon, the idea of the process was we're not going to do this for a year or two, right? Because you swing and miss and it's like a numbers game. You do it for like 5 years and then you have all this kind of built up draft capital and whatever else. And then eventually you shoot your shot. Whether Hinkie was the guy to do it because you also need to develop a culture and have the right people and make the right decisions at that point, they did come away with Joel Embiid. It was Colangelo, Brian Colangelo, who came in and made a few mistakes. They wound up very good, but they're right in the place that you want to avoid if you go through the process, which is we don't want to be on the second round carousel. We want to somehow transcend that. Embiid seems to be that transcendent piece. What do you put around him if it's not Harden and Maxey?
Sam Hinkie had a lot of issues too, though.
I'm not saying he didn't. That's why, Jay, I said, even if it's not Hinkie to pull the trigger when the time comes, he built up the war chest. Maybe you bring someone else in, but Colangelo apparently wasn't the right guy. So what do you, but they are where they are now. What do you do for Embiid in order to build around that transcendent piece now, Devon?
The most important thing that I felt that I learned after this exit in the second round losing to Boston was Embiid is the best player. Embiid is a superstar player. He's the MVP. He's the top five player in the league. But I don't think over the course of the years and watching him, being around him now, and bringing up Jimmy Butler once again, as Jay mentioned, the mentality of Jimmy Butler, and of course Keyshawn knows about this too, being that type of player, that Joel may not have that piece where psychologically he can fight through the stuff. The talent-wise, he'll be the best player. He'll be that, as you mentioned, transcendent player. But the toughness, the mental toughness to get over that hurdle, I think what he's missing outside of having maybe more shooters around him and maybe more shot creators around him, the most important part is I think he lacks that what Jimmy Butler has in his head of being able to fight through situations.
But DG, nobody on the team has that. That's the problem. Like, is that James Harden?
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what they're missing.
Yeah.
That's what Embiid is missing. Yeah. To have that number two, be Jimmy Butler like he was here.
Yep.
Ben Simmons was the better player, if you will, as the number two, but Joel Embiid being the star, and then you have who has that mental toughness to at least get through Joel Embiid too to make sure that they get past that hurdle. I always remember the clip when they were playing the game in the playoffs, and you guys have probably heard it and seen it, where Jimmy Butler was mic'd up, and he was saying to Joel Embiid, take us home, big fella. Take us home. And he always has that respect for Jimmy Butler. We all see it, that we all talk about it. We still speak about it to this day. But that's a clip that I always remember. I certainly believe if Jimmy Butler was still here, they would have gotten way further than they have, despite the fact that what took place in Toronto, that was just the start. And I think that's what's missing, Max, is just that he doesn't have that guy. James Harden is tremendous. Mentality-wise, though, I think it's the Jimmy Butler type that helps Joel Embiid, that it gets him over the hump.
Devon, let me ask you this, because as a former athlete and you somebody in Philadelphia on the ground covering the situation, whenever I see an athlete in a situation, an organization, for a short amount of time, Embiid going on his eighth season now, he'll be in his third head coach. At some point, is that ownership that is not doing the right things, or is it the player? Like, give me the answer to that, because to have in eight seasons three head coaches, give me the answer. I don't know how that happens.
Well, for the first part of with Brett Brown, his part, he was to just make sure that they turn things around and, again, help to get through that early stage of rebuilding. And he did that. They turned around pretty quickly and became a playoff team, where we were talking about them as a championship contender, if you will, maybe at the bottom part of it, but they were there. And he, some tough spots there, because we weren't sure if he was the one to get them over the hump, if they necessarily listened to him after a while, so he had to move on from him. The Doc Rivers part coming in, you thought that a championship head coach in the past, having the respective players around the league the way that he has, that he can get through to him. And he seemed like he did, because Embiid has changed a lot. And Simmons did too, until he didn't, when he became Ben Simmons once again and couldn't take some criticism at the end of it all. But with the three head coaches, you're right. And the star player being the star player, the superstar player being the superstar player, at some point it's going to be on him. And I know, I'll tell you right here, as you said, on the ground here, there are a lot of Sixers fans who do not like Joel Embiid, who feel like he is coddled, who feel like he doesn't have it to get through, and they do blame him for being this. And I think one of my callers, I always remember, he calls him M-Bum, because he just simply can't stand him. And I'm always fighting back and saying, come on, guys, you know, back-to-back points leader in the NBA and MVP candidate, five-time All-Star, all those things. He's not a bum. There are things that he may not be able to do, but he's not a bum. And that's where it is. There's some frustration that is really built up here with him as the star player, especially seeing what Jokic has done, the style of play that he does, albeit different. He has helped elevate his team to a championship team and not just the second round exit team. And that's, yep, that's where things are right now for Joel Embiid, for this team, the organization. The ownership has done their part by providing the assets, the players, the necessary players. And you see now, spending on, again, on the second head coach, Key, where you lose Doc Rivers, now you go out and get maybe the top available coach on the market, and Nick Nurse paying him handsomely to come in here and, again, get them over the hump. So it's now going to fall on the players, and maybe even Daryl Morey next, but it's certainly going to fall on the players, and that one starts with Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm. Devon Givens, Sixers Insider. Thank you, Devon. Appreciate it.
All right, Devon. DG.
Fellas, thank you. Appreciate it.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Which team would you like to see on Hard Knocks, and why? Jay, your number one choice for Hard Knocks after the Jets.
The Baltimore Ravens. Actually, no, not after the Jets. The Baltimore Ravens
number one
are
over
my
the
number
Jets.
One choice, yes.
I would have Jets 1, Broncos 2, Dolphins 3. I'd have Ravens 4, Bills 5. That would be my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There's too much going on in Baltimore for me not to pay attention to it. I'm just glued to it. You have a new OC who's going to change up their style in which they play.
For the first time with Lamar.
With Lamar Jackson.
And receivers.
Who people have deemed to be potentially the best quarterback in the league, right? Besides Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers and these guys, right? With the highest ceiling. By the way, we've been talking about this from the beginning. Well, if you only had him, come on back. If you're only, you know, doing this and not changing up the style, like what is the pinnacle that he could actually reach? He's gotten his money. He's gone about it a very unorthodox way. Right? How'd that rub over,
you know what?
Other fans, teammate, you know what I mean?
You got me on the Ravens because the reason I would say the Broncos is I would want to catch that from before Sean Payton walked in the building. If I could catch that, it would be the Broncos. But now that he's already been there, Russell Wilson doesn't have the office and everything, maybe it would be the Ravens.
Plus, you're adding OBJ. Like, yeah. OBJ is always going to say some stuff. And by the way, how is he going to be utilized? Like, you know, coming off another injury. Like,
and they got a lot of receivers on that team all of a sudden. They went from receivers to a bunch of receivers. Zay and also Bateman's going to be healthy, Bateman, hopefully.
And now you're looking at that division. You're saying, yo, like, I get you, Cincy, but these dudes ain't that far off. And by the way, they're all actually going to be healthy. That's been the thing about this team for the past 2-3 years. They've always been injured.
The Ravens, I will say it again. When Lamar Jackson, look, they had a fourth quarter lead in every single game Lamar Jackson played, which means they can beat, and they're in a position to beat anyone in the world in the fourth quarter, which means they can win the Super Bowl. That's what that means.
And don't let me start adding stuff. I mean, like Ray Lewis, my dude, like obviously his fun, his son, and you know, rest in peace, you know, losing of his son, Ray Lewis III, and having him around the organization and what it means for them to be back in the title. Like there's a lot of emotion there too. Feels like a team who's trying to like find itself again.
Benjamin in Los Angeles. You're on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
What's up, fellas? What's up? What's up, man? I love when y'all together.
Ben?
Man.
Thank you, Benjamin.
What's up, Benji?
Already, ben already. Is
not
up?
Ian.
Well, no, Ben is talking to us.
I can't hear
something
ben.
Wrong with yeah, Key's.
Key's IFB is messed up. Oh, no. Ben? Go ahead, Benji.
Key can't hear me?
No, oh, yeah, Key, I got you.
Now he got you.
Okay. I was missing you, bro. You had dipped off the, you know what I'm saying? Taking all these trips all around the world, man. Like, dang, where Key at, man?
No, you know I was here. I was at work last week.
I was here
yesterday,
you know,
with Max.
Yesterday, but, you know, you was hitting. You was kind of off in and out. I ain't know what was going on, man. I had to call.
He's on a world tour, Key. Sure, just stopped by a little pit
you know
stop in New York.
Make sure you ain't start that, you know what I'm saying, that one little show that you was talking about. The food show or whatever. So I forget what y'all talking about.
No, man, we good. But, we just working, baby.
Already. But now, man, on the Hard Knocks thing, you know what I'm saying? First of all, it really, for the majority of the teams that's been on there, it really ain't been a good look as far as success-wise. So that's why I kind of don't want the Ravens on there, you know what I'm saying? Because you know, I want the Ravens to do good. But as far as entertainment-wise, I got two teams, man. I think one, the Eagles, man. I just think that dynamic out there hurts Like, I think that dude is special. So I think, you know, his personality, people don't really know his personality like that. So I'm kind of, I would be interested in seeing what kind of dude he is. Then you got the new OC over there where I think he's going to be a star, soon to be a head coach, which I don't know how long he's going to be an OC with the Eagles, too long. But, you know, I just think that dynamic, the players they got over there, all them Georgia boys over there, it's like, I think it's going to be, that'll be interesting. Then another team, which I don't understand, Key, why you keep not feeling this team. Well, I don't know if you're not feeling the team, so you can explain. The Jacksonville Jaguars, man, they are going to be real, bro.
No, Trevor Lawrence is a good quarterback. I'm just
he's
not.
He's great. He's going to be great. We're not getting ready to throw great out there
after the dude had one decent season. Let's slow it down.
Good season, Key. It was a good season.
That's one decent season.
We're talking about talent-wise.
Most of the season he was excellent.
You can just look at a player.
But I need him to give me a couple before you start putting him in Canton.
That's fine.
Yeah, if he doesn't see 12 straight All-Pro seasons, he doesn't think you're any good.
That's not true.
Great should be saved for only a few in the NFL.
Y'all,
you could say somebody's trending towards potentially being one of the greats, but just to call somebody
is Deshaun Watson great?
No.
Okay. Is Justin Herbert great?
No.
Josh Allen great?
Josh Allen is on his way to becoming something.
He's closer than Justin
Herbert. Joe Burrow great?
Benji, look.
Yeah.
Not yet, or is he great already?
He's been to a Super Bowl.
Jalen Hurts great?
Patrick Mahomes, no.
So it's Mahomes, Rodgers, and who else? Just those two?
As of right now, in the league that's left, I think that's about right.
Who would you bet on to be great? I agree with you. If you want to use the word great historically, it's those two.
Burrow. I bet on Josh Allen. Okay. I bet on Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Those are guys that I bet on Deshaun Watson bouncing back. The problem when sports talk radio,
do you bet on Deshaun Watson being remembered as a great quarterback?
It's too early to say.
Do you, if you had to place a bet, not saying that he's already there yet or he's shown you enough, if you had to place a bet on Trevor Lawrence, thumb up or down for greatness, what would it be?
I'm going to place a bet on thumb up, but I'm not going.
But that's saying a lot.
But I'm not going to call somebody great. I'm like, if the side angle were even.
Yeah.
I'm like right here.
Right. I'm like, agreed. But think about how good you have to think he eyeball test. You've seen this dude for one real season, and you say he might be great.
Eyeball tells me that he's going to be a pretty damn good quarterback.
Agreed.
But we're not getting ready to go crazy.
Because people use to throw around the word great.
I'm not doing it. What he means is, I'm like everybody else, I'm a hater.
What he means is,
you're redirecting how people should talk about sports. Right?
I think a better word is probably excellent. Because greatness is like excellence over an extended period of time.
Excellence and greatness, same thing.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, they are.
No, greatness, when you say someone can be an excellent quarterback for a number of years, but they never reach greatness because they didn't go deep enough in the playoffs, they didn't have the right team around them, they didn't do it for long enough.
Then you're not an excellent quarterback.
I disagree with that.
If you ever pay attention to me when I'm talking about somebody, I'm not just calling everybody great.
Right.
When people come up to me or they come on the show, like, man, you was great. I'm like, no, man, I was extremely good and I was gifted, but I wasn't great.
I understand.
Randy Moss was great. Jerry Rice was great.
You have an even different definition. You're saying the guys who people consider the upper echelon all-time greats are actually just
the
greats.
I was good. I held my own. I put my film up with anybody, but I wasn't great.
888-SAY-ESPN-KJM.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Week
can't be together.
That's how it's going for you today. Huh?
What kind of shot was that?
That was perfect. It was in
you
and
just,
out.
You just threw it down towards the ground.
I called it off the ground.
No, you didn't.
You look like a guy.
You held your ball.
You know what he looked like? He looked like a guy trying to throw the first pitch of the game.
Hold on. You guys can't see.
I just hit two in a row, too.
Max just rolled up a piece of paper and literally shot at the rim. And that thing hit nowhere. Shot at the garbage basket. Hit nowhere
I'll
near
give you it. I'll tell you what. I'll show you what it looked like.
Yo, man.
That's what
I said. You look like a dude trying to throw the first pitch out at a game.
Oh, man.
Jay, ever throw a first pitch out?
Yeah, multiple times.
You didn't see his windup?
Of course. I was trying to get him to tell a story for the Mets. That's all it took to get you to be a fan is you threw the first pitch out.
I've thrown multiple first pitches out, actually.
Name the teams.
Chicago.
The Cubs and the
Cubs.
Mariners.
I knew he was going to say
that. The Cubs and the Mariners.
Any Indiana team?
No.
No.
How many first pitches have you thrown out?
I've thrown out a first pitch.
How many?
One.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you have a little bit more experience. I'll be over here.
For who?
It was a
not your Yankees,
Marlins game.
How come you didn't throw out the first pitch for your team that you love so much?
Training.
That's not the same.
Yeah.
And
Key, have
my
you thrown
son
out?
At wait, 11 oh, threw out
or maybe training. A Tampa
Key, have you
game.
Thrown out a pitch for the Dodgers?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, Max, who's your team?
Yankees.
Haven't thrown out pitcher
no,
Yankees,
I have not.
Huh? Can't pull that
nor
one off,
do
huh?
I want to, Jay.
Yeah, sure. I think you do want to.
They'd have to give me a contract.
I would be
Jay,
afraid to see you throw out a first pitch, though.
In Miami, you're on KJM ESPN
I would
Radio.
Pay so much money to see that.
Minor
hey, what's good, man? Hey, what's good, guys? Man,
what's
let me get
on?
This out the way, man. Jay Will, bro. You, in that period, you're number one, man, and I'm going to give you a definitive reason why you should be number one on that list. When you went to Duke University, Duke had a standard of performance and excellence. Not only did you meet the performance standards of excellence, you exceeded it. That's pressure in its own right. Therefore, you should definitely be number one on that list.
But, okay. I appreciate that, Jay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, no, you earned it, brother. Listen, man, as far as Hard Knocks, Vegas Raiders, man. Come on, man. You got Josh McDaniels. You got the Pucker Factor going in the second year. You got Garofalo. You got Devontae Adams. Not Brady as a minority owner, which Garofalo was on his heels to take his job. You know what I'm saying? You got the Super Bowl preview potentially coming up here in Sin City. Okay. You just got the Vegas Knights coming off their Stanley Cup title. Come on, man. Let's get them Vegas Raiders on Hard Knocks, man, and see how they're living in Sin City, man.
Preview of what Super Bowl?
They're playing the Super Bowl. What I mean is you get to preview the city, man. The Super Bowl is going to be in Vegas.
You didn't say city, so I knew you wasn't talking about the Raiders.
Jimmy G's life off the field might be the real Hard Knocks.
If there was a good chance that Brady would come out of retirement, I would agree. But there would have to be a better chance than there is right now that he would come out of retirement. Then you got it, Raiders.
To
play football, to quarterback.
To die, much like Jay just said?
This is what I'm saying. If Brady had been throwing and training, and you know, I'm not going to come back, but there are rumors and this and that. Now you got to do it because Garoppolo, Brady, McDaniel, everything is set up. Vegas.
Why do I want to see a story that I already know?
You don't want to see that?
No.
You don't want to see that?
No.
You wouldn't watch that Hard Knocks?
I will watch it.
Pass.
It's like a car wreck.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
If it's not the Miami Dolphins, the New York Jets, or the Buffalo Bills.
Come on, they got Garoppolo.
Baltimore
They're not
Ravens,
throwing hard passes.
Hard
it's soft
pass.
Passes. Ernesto in Kentucky, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Soft passes.
Good morning, fellas. Okay, so full disclaimer, I'm from San Diego. I've been in Lexington, Kentucky for about 2.5 years. And I got to tell you, I'm still bitter at the Chargers. It's all right. It's a beautiful life out here. But I'm still bitter that the Chargers left San Diego, man. So I would love to see the Los Angeles Chargers on Hard Knocks because I want to see the players complaining how every home game is like an away game because there's like 80% away fans and less real true Charger fans in the stadium. And the caveat for me, I would want to see Alex Spanos in his office getting a phone call from Kroenke and Kroenke saying, hey, Spanos, it's the first of the month. Rent is due. Don't forget.
Hey, Ernesto, I want to ask you something. Why do you think it is? I've come up with a theory recently. It used to be that there are a lot, it's like a military town, so they're transient people. Like, why? But I have a new one. But I want to know yours. Why is it the teams from San Diego, the Clippers, originally San Diego, the Chargers, originally San Diego, the San Diego Padres, have had a lot of good teams through the years but seem snake bit? Right, it seems like a jinx. What do you think it is why teams from San Diego can't get over the top?
God has said you can't have both. You can't have the greatest city and championship.
I see.
So, I mean, Boston, it's Boston, so they give them championships. But no, I don't know. I have no idea. We support. We're out there, good and bad. We were out there. It's just one of those snake. I'm 49 years old, and I have no idea. It took a Little League World Series to kill the championship for me.
This is Ernesto from Kentucky, ladies and gentlemen.
I have no idea. We support.
Key, I have a theory about this. Do you have a theory about this?
You have a theory about everything.
Of course.
I knew you were about to say that.
Owners who buy in San Francisco, who buy the franchise in San Diego, are usually not capitalized enough. In other words, they don't have the dough for the L.A. franchise. So they're, okay, close enough. We get it in San Diego. Now, think about the guys who have owned, or they're cheap, you know. Hold on. Think about the ownership.
I know
Spano, Sterling. And so then what happens is
Sterling got more money than God.
Right, but then he didn't want to spend it. Okay. Yeah. So then once you have that mentality, you have eventually you build it up and you have a chance to win. And when you have a chance to win, you push all your chips to the middle of the table immediately because, our window's now, which is sometimes foolish, right? They pull the trigger too soon. They go all in and wreck the future. And then if they don't get over the top, which it's hard to do, now they're not set up going forward.
The reason, for basketball, the Clippers pulled out because L.A. was a much better market,
of course,
for hoops at that time. Mm-hmm. On top, and this was many moons ago, we're talking about the San Diego Clippers. Mm-hmm. Then when you talk about football, the Spanos family had issues when Pops passed away as a family. Mm-hmm. In dynamics and all of those sort of things. It was a much better deal to go up to Los Angeles, sure, than to stay in San Diego. They wanted a new stadium. People wanted them to spend their money.
But
they're like,
followed them, guys. It's followed. You know, the curse has followed them from San Diego to L.A.
And by the way, on the basketball side, I mean, Bill Walton was once a San Diego Clipper. Do you guys know that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
San Diego Clipper, played for Donald Sterling. And actually decided to leave the team, if you actually watch his documentary, because he was owed back pay and Sterling didn't pay him.
Right.
Decided to leave the team. It was like, I'm wiping my hands of the millions of dollars that you owe me. I'm just going to leave.
But like, get away from the poison,
exactly,
the toxin.
Was that toxic. You guys I talked about the other day when I drove down Wilshire and the Sterling building was empty? It was sitting there?
No.
Yeah, I'm driving down. I thought it was you guys. So I'm driving down and I get to Beverly in Wilshire right on the corner, okay, and I look up. You know, it's the gold lettering, Sterling. Yeah. And I'm just sitting in my car and I'm laughing because it's literally a high rise, empty from top to bottom. There's nobody in the building. And he doesn't care. He doesn't care. But
it's followed.
You know who he is.
The Clippers are now in their second iteration of this is our championship window. First it was Lob City. Then it was Kawhi and Paul George.
Yeah, but it's a different owner now.
The curse is still there.
No, but they're getting there. The beautiful stadium's being built.
I get
it. The whole deal.
I get it, but Kawhi and Paul George still snake bit. Chargers, they have a big lead at halftime.
Kawhi was hurt in San Antonio, so, you know.
Yeah, but they won one.
And Paul George was hurt in Indy.
They got one in San Antonio, though. The finals MVP.
Yeah, they never get it.
The San Diego teams,
even once they leave, stay jinxed.
The Chargers went to the Super Bowl.
Did you know that, Max?
Did you know that?
The Chargers got
waxed by the Niners.
The Chargers.
What year was that?
90.
Early 90s?
Chargers, more recently than that, when they have, you know, the LaDainian Tomlinson years.
They tried.
And they were good, Philip Rivers and Schottenheimer, but they stay jinxed is my point. They're
AFC
still in L.A.,
game
still jinxed.
New England,
still living
New England.
Their best life in San Diego, though.
Who?
Which people? Team? Which team? Yeah, it's a nice place. Which team should that may be part of the problem?
Exactly.
It's a little too easy going.
You should take the train from L.A. to San Diego one day.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Right. Which team should be on Hard Knocks? Was Jay ranked too high, too low, or just right on the best college players in the last 25 years list? KJM.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we're presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio. Dua in New York. Did I say that right, Dua? You're on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Dua.
Dooyah, it is. Dooyah.
Dooyah?
Dooyah?
Well, someone spelled your name in a way that you would not know to pronounce that. Anyway, go ahead.
Like he told me how to spell it?
The way his name is spelled?
Dooyah, but he said yeah. And,
so you're going to tell a man what his name is?
No, he could spell it that way, but then there should be some phonetic thing next to it from the producers.
The man is spelling his name the way the man is telling him.
If you read D-O-O-W-A-H, are you thinking it's Dooyah?
I'm not going to argue with the man about his name.
He forgot the why. He didn't hear the Y because my phone broke up. There's a Y in there.
All right, go ahead. What's up to you?
All right. So I just wanted, when I was listening to you guys earlier, first and foremost, you guys didn't mention Buffalo. But now you guys kind of picked up on it that the team should be Buffalo.
We did mention Buffalo.
We mentioned Buffalo.
No,
we
did. You didn't in the beginning.
Well, not in the very beginning.
You guys did now, but in the beginning you didn't. So when I jumped, I'm actually working, so... When I jumped back on, I heard you guys talk about Buffalo. But it definitely should be Buffalo because you got the Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs situation. Then you got Von Miller coming back from the injury. He's one of the greatest – I don't even want to say great with Keith. He's one of the best pass rushers.
No. You can say great with Von Miller. Von Miller is one of the greatest
– I was going to say.
He's one of the greatest pass rushers in the NFL history. Okay,
you can
certainly say
fact,
that.
Fact.
Yeah, for sure. Can't say
talking
great
about which team. Dooyah is talking about which team belongs on Hard Knocks.
Buffalo's a good choice. Yep. There's nothing wrong with Buffalo. It's just that I would take the Jets in Miami 1-2, then I may slide Baltimore at 3, and Buffalo at 4.
Yeah, they're still top 5.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of where they are.
Rich in Florida, you're on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Rich, see how it's spelled?
Yes. It's not Rich, yeah. It's Rich. Yes, good.
Yeah, it's short for Richard. A lot of people call me Rich. But I want to chime in on your top 25 basketball players the last 25 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm just amazed that you left this player off the list.
Well, Rich, first off, it's not you. It's Myron Metcalf, right?
Yeah.
Here at ESPN. So it's not our list. It's somebody else's list of ESPN.
Well,
you know, we get the blame.
This player gave Duke and you, Jay, the worst nightmares on the hardwood.
Oh, yeah.
And his name is Juan Dixon. And the run that Maryland made in 2002,
checks a lot of boxes.
They beat Kentucky, they beat Connecticut, they beat Kansas, and they beat Indiana, all previous NCAA winners.
Was he player of the year?
We got co-ACC player of the year.
But I think he ran a record on how many points scored in the NCAA tournament.
No,
so I was just calling to see why he's not on the list.
Yeah, I mean, they won a championship after we won a – I don't know.
It checks a lot of boxes.
Checks a lot of boxes.
Yep. I mean,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about 25 players, yeah?
So he's 26.
Mm.
I don't know. It's tough, man.
Somebody's got to get left off.
I don't know who the full list is.
Oh, my God. We can't go through
it. It was a giant list.
Juan Dixon has a good case.
Jay, this passive-aggressive stuff towards Myron and his list, come on. This got to stop, man. You got to let Myron know that he screwed up this list, that you should have been one or two. Like, stop doing this whole, you know, like.
Yeah, be fully aggressive.
Like, fully into it. It's not you.
That's
stop.
Not him.
Oh, please.
Stop. Oh, I'm humble.
Seriously.
Like,
yeah, I mean, like.
What am I supposed to do?
Now the dookie.
Make my argument over Kevin Durant or Anthony Davis coming from me?
Hey, Myron Metcalf, this is wrong. You got this wrong. How about that?
Now his Duke personality.
I'm not giving you what you want, Nuno.
His Duke personality is kicking in.
I'm not giving you the soundbite for social media, Pat.
It's not like you got a game. It's not like you got a game tomorrow. And
next thing you know, Myron's wrong. Headline, KJM, Pat, all over it, trending.
Bingo. And then
text Myron. What's the next call, man? What is that?
Tony in South Carolina, Key, believes that you're too modest.
No.
He's too modest.
Yes, me? This is Tony. And Key, you are a great receiver. Your book is great. Don't sell yourself short, my brother.
Man,
have
I'm
a good day, sir.
Yeah, my books are all great. Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Yo, you gave that.
See, Key can be that. I don't need to be that.
No, man.
Yeah, checks in the mail, Tony.
Checks in the mail, Tony. Thank you. I needed that. Get my day going right now.
Where do you think Jay belongs in the top 25 list of the last 25 years college players?
He would be one for me.
I agree.
But
I'm not saying that because you're here. I agree. I think it's unfair. Their criteria penalizes you by saying the one and dones are get a boost because you imagine what they would have done.
No.
Whereas guys who stayed longer are compared against other guys who stayed. Like, I don't get that. Jay was player of the year. He's a national champion.
I saw every one of these dudes play. See, like, I'm not a – but that's a whole other thing on Tyler. But every last one of them in the top 10, I saw them all play. Every last one. Every last one. And you won a championship and you two-time player of the year. I don't care if you edged a teammate out and all. I could care less. It just doesn't happen.
Jerry in Ohio has an idea for Hard Knocks, guys.
Ooh. Yo.
Yo, what up?
What's up, Keyshawn?
I need to get with you on.
Jay Will.
What up, baby?
Shit, Max. The second best rapper since Tupac.
There you go. Oh, wow.
Now you're just lying.
Yeah, now we got to get
No. Let the man talk. I say hear him out. Go ahead. What's up, Jay?
Jay Will, you always number one on that list. But as far as Hard Knocks, why not Cleveland Browns? The Deshaun Watson situation, just not even – we don't care about the backstory of anything, but I'm talking about as far as the scene, the evolution of it from last year to this year.
I don't think you're gonna get much. Deshaun's not gonna give you much. Cooper Kupp, Lord have mercy. Amari Cooper's not gonna give you anything at all. Nice and quiet, humble guy. He just not. So you don't have any real personalities that stand out.
He's thinking about the story, and you're thinking about realistically. Or are you going to get the right story told given the characters?
That's what it's about. You have to have characters, or else nobody will watch.
Key, over the last 25 years, are you the top receiver in the NFL? Over the last 25 years.
In college, you mean?
In the pros.
No. Why would – hell no.
I was asking.
Last 25 years.
But in college, that would be interesting. Key was one of the best college players ever saw.
All right, college?
In college, I was probably one of the top. Man, it's a lot of receivers, but I was at the top of the heat.
Yeah,
for sure, I'm at the top.
That Key is definitely one of the college players that stand. Like I remember watching Vinny Testaverde, thinking, "Ooh, this dude looks a little different." And Key was one of those guys at receiver.
Yeah,
a little different.
College football is different. Yeah. I'll tell you that in a heartbeat. I ain't like you. I ain't got no problem.
I know you don't.
Yeah, I ain't got none. Zero. You can hype up whoever you want. I can give two dams. I put my film up with anybody's. In the pros too, I put my film up with anybody. But y'all people out there are so stats conscious. They want stats. And if you don't have gaudy numbers, see, they look at the numbers, Jay, and they don't realize people with big numbers played a long time.
Exactly.
They don't, they brains be screwed up. But anyway, Max,
Keyshawn.
I'll put you right up there with Vince Scully, Max.
No, not Vince
Bob
Scully.
Bob Costas.
You can talk a little more. Not Vince Scully. Keyshawn, Jay, Will,
Chris
and Max.
Chris Berman.
ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.